Somebody was wondering about orbs, which are sort of in the UFO world.
No, they're not.
No, but this is where it comes up in the UFO world. They talk about orbs. People analyze them. They're quite well known. Maybe I should just check the wiki. What are ghosts and orbs? Orbs are believed by many to be ghosts in the form of balls of light. They are life forms that travel in groups and are believed to be the human soul or life force of those that once inhabited a physical body here on Earth. Okay, so orbs, as I'm seeing here, are little balls of light, and they show them in different environments. So what are orbs?
Orbs are fields of energy that are not light or dark. They are. They are energy. And any energy can be a compelling, illuminated position. We don't know what the word to use because you'll tear it apart. So it can be illuminated, but it does not have to be illuminated. All it is a field of energy.
The orbs are in the air here.
Yeah, because you create them.
Are they something that we started to see because it's thinning the veil over the last 10 years?
No. A better way to describe it is, if this statement were true, this is what it would be like. You've had the hiccups before.
Yeah.
You know what the hiccups are. If every time you hiccuped, remember in the old cartoons when they'd eat soap and they'd hiccup and it'd make bubbles? If you made bubbles every time you hiccuped, that would be the parallel to seeing or having orbs around you. It's energy off the human being that gets contained and, we would say, eliminated or emanated from the human creator.
So they come off of our body chemistry.
They do, off your energy, because you have enough energy in your fingernail to run the world.
So this is an example of energy that we have.
Yes, byproduct of the human creator.
Which science hasn't been able to disprove yet.
Right, so therefore it is.
So it's nothing to do with souls.
No, hell no, nothing to do with souls.
It's like aura stuff.
Kind of, but now the aura is a little different because that's your particular field, whole field. An orb is void of pro-ionic neutrons.
It's void of those.
Yes, it is.
Now, pro-ionic does not mean positively for ion. You mean the ion of subatomic particles.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Pro-ionic neutron.
And here's how this works. When you have neutrons that have no ions, they can go through solid objects. Because, see, what you call solid objects are not objects. They are just protons and neutrons and ions in the outer field, and they bond together. Well, how close they are together is what gives something substance or makes it hard. Like if you hit a wall, if your hand was all neutron, you could just pass right through it. And science has proven that. That's how they say spookers or ghosts are able to go through solid walls, because there's nothing impeding them. They're here. They're here. But there's nothing that impedes them, because something that you'd say would be solid, like a door or a vault or a building, they're not limited, because they understand that these things you're calling solid are not. So that's just a little extra dynamic. But now this orb business is nothing other than an excrement of the human creator that's collective and it's in a ball or collective drawn to itself as a form of energy.
So when we see pictures of orbs in the forest or that people take, these are orbs that are coming off the people who took the photograph.
Sometimes, but you can draw them. J.W. draws them. He can draw them from other people. He can draw them to him. People talk about the little, what are the little things that they were talking about the other day, the goblins or the nymphs or the fairies or some of those kind of things. Many times those are in those forms of energy as well. And you can draw them to you. Meaning, let's say you're going to fall off a cliff and you're aware of that. you can summon orbs to give you something to hold on to help get there, or you step on the orbs to get you back up off the side of the cliff.
You hold on to the orbs,